Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice,
Whitley Chamber is encouraging Winnipeggers to reduce their plastic waste with her campaign, Plastic Free Peg. Whitley tells us more.
Through our travels across the world, we've just been monitoring and watching different plastic organizations, and we wanted to bring that back here in Winnipeg as we're not doing enough here. I really want the plastic pollution here in the city, here in the world, just to be a lot lessened, decreased, and be none.
So there are 40 restaurants across Winnipeg starting up Skipping the Straw. Can you tell me a bit about that?
We are trying to decrease the amount of straws here in the city, and we are challenging the restaurants not to automatically put straws in drinks, but to offer them only with straws upon request. So with that, we have provided them with a starter of compostable straws. There is absolutely nothing different aside from the straws being compostable. And we really just want to decrease the amount of plastic pollution, and not just at the individual level, but at the bigger level where the pollution is being caused by.
And you also have 31 days, 31 ways, and that's giving people ways that they can decrease plastic use. What are a couple of those examples?
So changing your plastic water bottle into a reusable bottle, preferably glass or stainless steel. Changing from plastic bags into reusable washable bags, as well switching from bathroom items such as shower shampoo and bath soaps into the reusable bar soaps, or getting them refilled at Generation Green, which is a local here in the city.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. I'm really looking forward to taking in more tips from your website. And just a reminder, what is that website?
Our website is plasticfreepeg.wixsite.com/Winnipeg.
Perfect. Thank you.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.